This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The meaning's supposed to be, believe, but I told that beats are awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, guess we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would've been kids a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP, City Mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Behold,
Trophy Horrors.
Hello everybody and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 204. I'm your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, the original whore, Donnie.
What up, though? It's the OG of PG. Tricky try to challenge me to the rap game. Come see me, my dialogue is top dog. And Tricky, man, you dog fool. You already know I eat you. And why you want to step to a guy who beat Zeus in the face for about 5 minutes straight? So you can back off. It ain't too late, but you want to go? We can do this. The show just be Tricky-less. Whoa.
If that's what you're stepping to me with rap, you're going to fail.
Whatever, man. If you want to go, man, we can do this, man. You really don't want to step, that, yo. You really don't want to step, yo.
That definitely wasn't the flow. You had that pre-planned.
Brother, that's the way the pros do it, man. Don't let them other... No, I'm not a rapper. I'm a hip-hopper. Rappers freestyle, and you can tell they're freestyling. Hip-hoppers write and come back later and murder you. Murder any rapper. You would know that if you weren't such a pure white boy.
We do not have Yield or Alex this week. So, listeners, you're going to in for a real treat. You're going to get the two original whores from the start, me and Donnie.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a treat indeed.
So, Donnie, as we do every week, let's give you our updated trophy count. What are your trophies at?
I am level 26, 54, 38. Trophies and 75 plus. I added one since last show.
And that was?
Second Son, Infamous. Second Son.
All right, no spoilers. Which ending did you like better, the good or the bad?
Okay, let me just say, they both was kind of like not all that. But I will say the bad ending, he was pretty somewhat heartless.
Yeah, that was pretty like, that was like a, what the fuck moment.
Yeah,
right,
he was kind of cold. I think he might get cold beat when it comes to Heartless.
Alright, and I am level 27, total trophies of 6110 and a plat count of 43. I added another platinum myself, and that was Lego Batman 2 on PlayStation Now version of PlayStation 3 game.
On the PlayStation 4, when you go to your trophy list, it says whether the trophies are from the Station 3 or Station 4. Does it say that these trophies were earned from the Station Now?
No, because PlayStation Now is just the service. Technically, I was playing the PS3 game. PlayStation Now is just the ability to play PlayStation 3 games on the PlayStation 4. So there's no distinction. It doesn't show whether or not I got it on PlayStation Now or actually on a PS3. It's just I got a platinum in the PS3 game now.
So it'll just be... You earn trophies on the Station 3 when it pops up.
Right. That's all it is.
All right.
And I did ask somebody one time, when I'm playing PlayStation Now, what is the show I'm playing? Does it show I'm playing PlayStation Now, or does it actually show the game? And it's just like the PS3. Because the PlayStation Now, basically what it does is the PlayStation Now boots your PlayStation 4 into the PlayStation 3 operating system. So as I'm playing Lego Batman 2, if I hit the PS button, the cross-media bar from the PS3 comes up, not the cross-media bar for the PlayStation 4. So essentially, I am playing the PS3 at that point. But I just don't have as many options.
But would that switch over if you happen to play a Station 4 game on Now?
Yeah, because when you hit the PlayStation button, it actually asks you, do you want to launch into... the original home screen, put the PS3 game in suspension mode and go to the PlayStation 4 cross media bar, or do you want to look at the PlayStation 3 cross media bar?
Wow. All right. There's something little. No biggie on it.
Yeah. All right. So, that's all I've really been playing other than Clash of Clans. So, as we merge into what we're playing. So, I did start playing The Order today to try to go back and get all the collectibles to get that platinum.
I had to go through it a second time, too, and it was...
Well, I did look it up on IGN, and there's only 8 chapters where there's collectibles.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem like that big. But I'm missing some miscellaneous trophies, like I got to stun 50 guys with the one rifle. I have to shoot the grenade at a black sight, and I also have to get 5 headshots during black sight, too, so...
Oh, man, you suck, man. That's all I do on video games is headshots.
Well, I didn't... My problem was not that I wasn't doing headshots, is I never used the black sight during the game.
What? How you not use a superpower given to you in a game?
You know, we go down that path, Donnie, but we'll leave that path alone right now.
I'm just saying, though, it's a,
cause
it's a power.
There's no other horrors to separate us when we get into our
argument. No, I'm just saying, like, who plays a game when a person, the protagonist has a power or an ability that they can exploit and nobody exploits it?
You know, the thing is, I was playing the game and I never really thought about the fact that I had it. You know, it was never commonplace to say, okay, I have to use this. I mean, maybe I could have used it in the hallway where I had to drop down the difficulty.
Yeah, well, you became EMT.
But other than that, I mean, there was really no need for me to use it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it really wasn't no need for me to use it other than for the requirements for the trophies to use the was it back sight or black sight?
Black sight.
Black sight, his ability to slow down the scene. But, yeah, you guys heard me call Tricky EMT just a few seconds ago, and that's his new nickname, EMT, stands for Easy Mode Tricky. If you guys go listen to, what is it? Hip Extra. To win.
Press X to win.
I think they're not latest episode, but previous episode.
Episode 6.
You will understand where that reference came from.
Excuse me. I was on episode 5 when you heard it. Episode 6 is the episode me and you were on.
Episode of Easy Mode Tricky. Well, you are not the whore I thought.
So besides Second Son, what have you been playing, Donnie?
I gave that Revelations 2 a try. Oh my goodness. Dude, it's like I'm playing Station 1. I can't believe they made this game like this. For real.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, that's a bad thing. I'm playing, this is a Station 4 game. Why the graphics look like PlayStation 1? I'm like, are you freaking serious? Who the heck made Revelations? It wasn't Capcom, was it? Yeah,
it was Capcom.
They're so wrong for that. And the gameplay, they really fixated on using, you playing with 2 people at a time, whether you're playing with Claire, who is Chris's sister, or whether you're playing with Barry, who is, you know, their partner from part 1. And he has a little girl who can see enemies or who can, you know, sense enemies nearby. The other chick that you playing with, Claire, just has a flashlight and a crowbar because she's afraid of guns. But it has these items that you can pick up, and they shine so that you know that there is an item there to pick up. But you can't pick it up unless you switch the character over to the chick with the flashlight and point at it with the flashlight. And once you point at it like a second or so, and it'll go bling. And I'm like, now you can pick it up, even though it's been there and you watching it blink the whole time. And I'm like, that is some bull crap. Why? I'm gonna finish it because somewhat to the game, it's this, first of all, you have these bracelets on, and you kind of like in a, it's not a snuff film, but you're on an island, and this lady is watching you on camera, and everybody's affected. So, but the lady sounds like Ada. I'm quite sure it's not Ada, but she sounds like Ada, and that's the only thing that got me curious on why I want to get to the end of this. because I want to know if that's Ada or not. Because that's like the only person I could think that can carry on the Resident Evil franchise right now, since Wesker is dead. And yes, people, Wesker is freaking dead. Part 5, he's dead.
I can't comment on that because I don't play Resident Evil games.
Well, Resident Evil fans, Wesker's dead. This is not a Tupac moment.
Let's talk about something that's not dead, and that is the Tomb Raider series. A recent report has come out stating that the Tomb Raider reboot has sold 8.5 million copies.
Groovy!
Now, there's not really much to this story other than what I just read, but I thought it was interesting to say this because, Donnie, if you remember, Square Enix called Tomb Raider reboot a failure.
Yep.
At that time, I think it was sold 6 million copies. I don't know if the 8.5 is including the 8.5 million. I don't know if that's including the PS3, the PS4, the Xbox 360, and the Xbox One copies.
Well, it says reboot, so reboot will be all of them, all the series.
Right, I don't know if, you know, it was just 2.5 million copies were sold in the remastered editions version of it.
Yeah.
But I would call this a success.
Yeah, I would say so. Success. Can we please have it back on Station 4 when it comes out, please? Because we know now it's a success.
Well, Rise of the Tomb Raider will be coming to PlayStation 4. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, can we have it, like, now? Since we know that it's not going to be a failure, we should have it now.
Well, the publisher also did add that it set franchise sales records for the first day and the first month.
And that was a failure? What the heck are these people crying about?
That was going to be my question. Now, if it's setting franchise sales records for the first day and the first month, how could you call this a failure? I don't know.
I think it's going back to what we mentioned before. It's like they expected Tomb Raider, a game that faded out like so many installments ago before the reboot. They expected that the reboot to I'm not going to say a failed game, but a very like a diminishing franchise to make up sales for other products. Could we talked about this before? They expected that to make it up, but I don't think you can have something fail and then reboot it and expect people to pick up on it. Cause to me, people is going to be skeptical. It's kind of like how I mentioned, like the Uncharted 3, you know, some people think that it wasn't a failure, but some people feel that it was, you know, it was diminishing. Yeah. It was a set down. So when part 4 comes out, yeah, we're going to buy it cause we love it, but we also going to be skeptical of it. Cause like, is it going to be a repeat of our feelings, the way we felt before? So for you to come out with this reboot and expect this reboot to reboot your company from a failure of a franchise, like, at least in your eyes, then what the heck? Still, this is good. And I really want to know, not because of my fanboyism of the PlayStation, but I do want to know where was the most copies sold, because because I really don't want this to be a freaking time exclusive, because this is some bull crap. And Xbox, no, people are not going to cross over because you have Tomb Raider. Stop with this time exclusive or an exclusive bull crap you be trying to pull by stealing our games. Okay? You're not going to cross over, people. Bots.
All right, the next bit of story we have is another Square Enix story, and that is Square Enix has officially announced Deus Ex Mankind Divided. The game will be coming out for the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC, and the game will take place in 2029, which is 2 years after the events of Human Revolution, and the Aug incident that took place in Panchera. Following the death of millions, a colossal rift has emerged between people with augmentations and those without. And in keeping with the political theme, there are other parties who plan to use the turmoil to further their own agenda. Not much more was said about this other than Mankind Divided will feature more player choices than ever before. Of course, because the announcement was just out, we do not have a release date. But, Donnie, have you ever been into the Deus Ex series?
Yeah, I played, what is it called? Humans or...
Human Revolution?
Human Revolution. I played that one, and I was not excited for it. I took it back within hours. Well, no, I not took it back. I sent it back within hours of me having it. Yeah, I couldn't get down with it. I didn't like it. You know, and I'm not blaming the fact on first persons, because people know I will play them. But
well, I think you can actually move that. I think you had the option to make that third person too.
I couldn't do it. And he does go into third person when you do certain things in the game, which I never understood that about first person shooters. When you do certain things in the game, it is switched over to third person just for that brief moment, so you can see him do that or see the person do that. For some reason, I don't understand why first person do that. Just make it a third person or first person. But yeah, I couldn't really get down with it, so I'm not gonna really get down with this one either.
All right, I don't have much to say about it because I never played the Deus Ex series. Another series I did not play, and I know Donnie does not really hype on, but it is pretty good big news. Activision has confirmed the next Call of Duty game, which we knew was coming, obviously. Donnie's laughing already. But Activision has confirmed that Treyarch is going back, and we're going to be getting Black Ops 3.
We're not going to get Advanced Soldier 2?
No, Advanced Warfare is Sledgehammer's game.
But it is Call of Duty, right?
It is Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Yeah.
We will be getting more news by Activision on April 26th when they give us more, when they're going to reveal to the world. But they did confirm that, like I said, Treyarch is going back to the Black Ops series.
You know, this is some very wet subtopics to talk about when it's the original trophy horse here.
Not that the next topic is any less whack, because we kind of knew it was coming. But there's not really much news this week. So, I mean, we might be just giving them a short show this week, Donnie. Our next bit of news is, I think we all called this one.
Yes, we did.
Actually, last week
we called this, I think.
There has been a report on a Switzerland website called CD, which has listed Uncharted Remastered Trilogy for the PS4. The page has since been taken down, but in the description it says just Uncharted 1 through 3 in HD, and it was listed for a September 30th release date.
Hold on. Before you continue, get the heck out of here. You mean to tell me my PlayStation 3 wasn't playing an HD game before?
All right, we're not going down that path. since this report originally came out, commenters on Reddit have discovered that the box art used for the rumored Uncharted listen is fan-made. While it's not uncommon for early listens to use unofficial placeholder art, this does not make the rumor less believable, and they will keep us updated as it comes out. Now, we all knew this was coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
There's no doubt about this. But now, my question to you, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
As a big fan of the Uncharted series, would you replay the series again on the PlayStation 4?
Nope. Because I already have it on the 3. Like, you know, I do give my gripes about remastered games, and it is a select few that I would still buy if they was to make it, but not, I wouldn't buy it if I already own it. Like, it's only two remastered games that I bought that I already own, and that's the Kingdom Hearts, and that was only because I gave those to my little man. So when they came out with the remastered, I got the PlayStation 3's remastered versions. Yeah, it's very, very, very select few games that I will buy for the remaster. Two right off rip, if they come out with a remaster, The Suffering, that is getting bought most definitely. I hope they come out with it. And if they come out with a, what would you call it? Not a trilogy, but a four game, like a quadrilogy.
I don't quadrilogy.
Quadrilogy.
That's another Dottie-ism right that, there.
Yeah, I don't, where it's four Onimusha games. Out.
Just call it the collection, the Onimusha collection.
Yeah, just call it the Onimusha collection. If they come out with those, I would get those. It was like the two things I would get remastered. Probably like the last only two things I would get. And speaking of that real quick, where the heck is Onimusha 5? Capcom, what the heck is you doing? Are you shocked that you count past three for a change? Give us Onimusha 5. I know it's hard for Capcom to count past 4 or 3 or 4, but give us 5. What the heck, man? No reboots of part 1 of Onimusha. Give us a continuation. That game is awesome, awesome. You can continue now.
All right, now let's move on to our last topic here. It's not a topic that I think that we're going to really be able to talk too much about, but I kind of want to go on to the trend that this is setting. Okay, Warner Brothers has announced Lego Dimensions.
Is that anything like Phoenix and Ferb?
No, not that I'm aware of. No. what this is going to do is this is following the pattern of like Skylanders and Disney Universe.
Oh, really?
It you're going to be able to buy the game, and you're gonna have to buy. I don't know what I would say. Toys, statues,
figurines.
Figurines that you put onto you put on a mantle. Now it says that the game is coming out for the 360, the Xbone, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, and Wii U. And the game is reported to blend together several universes, namely DC Comics, The Lord of the Rings, The Lego Movie, The Wizard of Oz, Lego Ninjago, Back to the Future, and others. Now, the starter pack will come out with the Lego toy pad, which is used to transport Lego minifigures and objects into the game, bricks to build a Lego gateway, a Lego Batmobile, and three minifigs, which is going to be Batman, Gandalf, and Wildstyle.
So does this mean we're not going to see another Lego game until Station 5?
No, I think we'll see more Lego games, but it's just, I don't know how I feel about this. I mean,
I know how you feel.
The game is set to come out on September 29th. Pricing has also been revealed. The starter pack will retail for $100, $99.99 on last gen and current gen, and level and team packs will both cost $25, or while the fun packs will cost $15. Now, I can't tell you the difference between the level and team packs or the fun packs, but I want to know how you feel about the whole dynamic of like Skylanders and Disney Universe and now Lego Dimensions, where they're selling you a game, but they're also selling you side things, because we also got the Ambios with Nintendo, where people are now going crazy looking for that, and I actually saw an Ambio go for close to $1,200 for a $15. Amiibo. A-I-I-M-B-O. Ambios. Ambios, sorry.
I know what you're talking about.
But I saw one go for like $1,200 where you could, if you found it in the store, it would only cost you $15. So people are going crazy with this stuff. But how do you feel about this whole thing? Because this is the way I'm looking at this is, yeah, it's nice to collect all these minifigures, but this is just basically glorified DLC for you.
First of all, I don't care for Skylanders too much. I'm not saying it's a terrible game, but you guys know how I feel about extra stuff. Like, if I got to do more than hold my controller made for the system, the console itself, then me personally, I don't want it. Like, I shouldn't have to, I don't want to buy a game where I need at least one of these things to, in order to play a game. Now, if I got to go more than just a game and a controller, it's some BS to me.
See, I went a little crazy on the original Skylanders. I went eBay, I went everything trying to find all these figurines. And it wasn't for me, it was because my daughter, you know, at her mother's house, she was playing Skylanders and she was getting all wrapped up in it. So I said, you know what, I'll do a, you know, just a search for them here. And it wound up becoming crazy. And I wound up spending, no exaggeration, probably close to $300-$400 trying to get all these figurines.
That's ludicrous, man.
I mean, and no, I didn't need all the figurines to quote unquote play the game or, you know, unlock everything. I just need one from each, you know, each of the six areas. But I went all out.
Yeah. Oh,
cause so, it's my daughter. I love her, but.
But the thing is, yeah, you kind of do. Like we mentioned before when we talked about fighting games, nobody wants a fighting game, whether it be Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, Tekken, or any fighting game without all the characters. We know you're not going to play with all the characters, and we know that you're going to select, you know, your favorite character. But when it comes to a fighting game, you want every single character that the game has, because it's a fighting game, you know. And so it's going to kind of, yeah, you didn't have to get all the characters, but it's kind of like you kind of do have to get all the characters because it's a fighting game.
Yeah, you don't, but you really do.
Yeah. So you're going to spend the money on these things. And this is like the same thing as microtransactions, you know, except you're coming out, going to the store instead of spending your micro money. You know what I'm saying? Instead of using your card on the end game, now you just going to the store and doing the same thing that you would do if it was a microtransaction. I'm not really too fond of them.
All right. That is going to bring us to the end of our topics, or our news. But we do have a topic that, Donnie, you sent to me.
Dude, I did not have time to read.
I did not read this. So I'm going to basically try to skim over this.
Just do what you do, Tricky.
The headline is, murderer caught by logging into victim's PSN account on stolen PlayStation.
Hypothesis. This guy killed his victim and stole his PlayStation.
Apparently. The first paragraph says, a murder suspect was caught by inadvertently logging into the victim's PSN account when he turned on the stolen console at his mother's house.
So that was smart. Before you get killed, always have your system set to automatically sign in.
Apparently, 30-year-old Hubert Wingate of the homicide area of... of the Homewood area of Pittsburgh is being charged with homicide, cruelty to animals, theft, and abuse of a corpse. He was arrested 2 days ago. By the time you listen to this, it's actually been longer than that. Of murder of his quote-unquote friend, 34-year-old Andre Gray of Pittsburgh's Lawrenceville borough. Gray's body was found hundreds of miles away in the Ohio River in a part of West Virginia. Wingate was caught by after ransacking the victim's apartment and inadvertently signing into Gray's PlayStation Network account when he activated the console at his mother's house where he was living. Gray had been reported missing since October 25th, 2014, after relatives found his apartment robbed, blood on the sheets, a bleached pool of blood, and Gray's vehicle and dog both missing. The dog's corpse was found along with the vehicle in Spring Hill, Pennsylvania. Wingate admitted that he had seen Gray as they were apartment hunting together just 3 days prior to his disappearance. He also admitted that he was indeed playing Gray's PlayStation console. There were no motives for the crime revealed in the court documents. Now, this is where the article says, this is the part where the story gets bizarre.
It wasn't bizarre already?
Quote, detectives found witnesses who told police Wingate had admitted killing someone and that they helped him dispose of the body by dumping it into the river. One witness admitted stabbing Gray's dog at Wingate's request. The witness said they mixed the dog's blood with Gray's in an attempt to keep police from finding DNA evidence in the apartment.
What? Okay, true. It is getting bizarre.
A body drifting from the river in Pennsylvania to the Ohio River in West Virginia, roughly a 12-hour drive, is one thing. But the dog's blood thing is a new one on us. However, there are these witnesses not being charged. Nevertheless, this is a sad story that took one heck of a bizarre turn. We're just glad the primary suspect was caught and will be facing trial soon.
Okay. This guy better have some pretty awesome games on his PlayStation for him to want to go do this. Like, no, but for real though, what? How? What? This is crazy as heck.
Here's my brain working here, Donnie. I am not taking sides in any part of this whatsoever. But how do they know that he stole his PlayStation and not just the victim gave it to, you know, the murderer, alleged murderer, and said, here, go play my PlayStation?
Can you use the term alleged when they have the witnesses saying that they were with him when he was doing this?
We have to say alleged because he's not been convicted of it.
Yes, okay, but you know what? I'll just overrule Tricky, what you just said.
Well, yeah. This is what I'm saying. I know you, right?
Yeah.
You go missing. Who's to say that before you go missing, you didn't say, hey, Tricky, here's my PS3. I have no more use for it. Why don't you play on it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because he logged into his PSN account doesn't mean that it's been stolen.
Not saying it's been stolen, but that is like a... That's like a lead on a... If I was a detective or a PI, P.I. Parvis...
P.I. Parvis.
I would... If I was to, like, see the victim is signed in on a network somewhere and I know that we just, you know, just came from the morgue identifying this guy, I would use that as a most definitely a lead to something. And I would go check it out. Whether it was stolen or not, I would go to check it out. Where is the address is where this internet source is coming from?
Oh, I'm not saying don't go check it out. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying just because the guy logged onto his PlayStation account doesn't mean he murdered him or stole his system.
Yeah, and just like...
Now, the witness is saying, hey, he asked me to stab the dog and I did it. That's pretty damning.
Yeah. Also, you know, who's to say that those people that's on Facebook who just robbed and killed the person and then going on Facebook with the pictures of the weapon in their hand saying, hey, blah, 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 this person is now not living anymore. Who's to say they really did it? You know what I'm saying?
This person is not living anymore.
Yeah. Who's to say they did? Who's to say they really did it? But I'm just saying, like, yeah, this is, yeah. Bizarre turn, indeed. This is like a movie twist.
All right.
Wow.
Listeners, write in or call us and let us know what you think about this. And speaking of writing us in and calling us, we're going to tell you how to do that in our housekeeping section.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Did you say I don't want to die?
See.
ProofGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, podcasters, news editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to ProofGamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to stop by and read all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, they can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. By the time you hear this, the PG spoilers that we recorded on the video at PAX should be up.
Yeah.
We had some problems getting it together. There was a couple technical glitches, including one of our video editors spelling Amy wrong by putting two M's in her name.
But it Amy Meister does have two M's.
No.
I know. We
just put Amy and our video editor put A-M-M-Y, not just one. So by the time you hear this, that should be up. But that would be found on YouTube under Official Proven Gamer. If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. The first thing is you can give us a phone call. Donnie, since Yield's not here, you're going to have to give us the phone number.
330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369.
You can also send us a voicemail by clicking on the SpeakPipe app on our Facebook page or on the right side of our webpage. Speaking of our Facebook page, you can find us on Facebook by doing a search for Proving Gamer, and please hit that like button. But if you're still trying to get a hold of us, there are other ways you can get a hold of us. You can send us an email, trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. Or you can find us on Twitter by doing a search and looking for @ProvingGamer for the website, @TrophyHorse for the podcast, @TrickyMick for me, @YoungTwist for Donnie, @SaundersaurusRex for Alex, and @IYieldToNoOne for Yield.
That's a lot of ats.
Yes, it is. But if you're enjoying this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. You can find us on iTunes and on Stitcher. And if you could, stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and let us know how good of a job we're doing. But if you listen to this podcast, we encourage you to go listen to our other podcasts. Our first podcast is PG Spoilers, which we do have a couple episodes lined up. We just need the personnel to help us get them done. So if you want to check our Facebook page for upcoming PG Spoilers recordings, please stop by and do that. If you want to listen to another podcast on our website, we have Press X to Win, which Donnie and I personally have been on, and it is a good episode. Donnie did make a fool of himself.
As usual.
Yes. And we do have another podcast that is brand new to the site, and that is the Bladed Tech Show, which will be debuting very, very shortly. Hopefully, we'll be out, if not by the time you listen to this, by our next episode.
Sweet. And I gotta say, he loved me, okay, on Press S to Win.
Nate got done and just looked at me and said, "What the fuck, Tricky?"
He loved the heck out of me.
That is going to bring us to the end of our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life. We've told you about Extra Life. Al's not here to give us the grand old send-off, so we're just going to tell you, go to extralife.org this week and check that out. If you're looking to help us out with this podcast, we have a GoFundMe set up, which is GoFundMe.com/ProvingGamer, to get some podcast equipment for the show. And if you have any idea what we've been going through to give you this show, you will understand that we do need that money. Especially Donnie. And our third sponsor, Donnie, who are we sponsored by?
Let's give it a try. Nope. Amazon.
Oh, no, you are so leaving that in the show. Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon, if you could and would, each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon. Please stop by Proving Gamer first. Click on any Amazon link and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, let's move to our shout-outs. Donnie, your shout-out, sir.
Want to give a shout out to the listeners. You guys are great. Thanks for listening to us. And we would like to do a Q&A show one day, like extremely soon, like perhaps next week. If you know.
Well, let's plan it a month out to give people time.
That is enough time. Give us your questions.
Considering that you don't give me the shows until Saturday, that's only one day's time.
Well, considering I don't get the shows until Friday night.
We'll plan it out sometime. We'll probably do it in May sometime.
Well, also I want to give a shout out to you guys, even though it's just me and you, but the rest of the Trophy Horse crew and Prove a Gamer. Also, you know, we made some changes. Also, I want to give a shout out to Whatever Talk crew. You guys are awesome, awesome. You know what I'm saying? You go check that out. Whatever Talk, Podomatic.com. Yeah.
If you like your sanity, stay away from Whatever Talk.
And I want to give a shout out to the family also. I'm going to give you a shout out. It was my auntie's birthday, my mom's and grandma's sister. Was niece and nephew went down to celebrate with them. I'm going to shout out to TT, merry birthday. And maybe one day when you get your little hooligans together, I might come visit you.
And I want to give a shout out to Donnie for actually showing up and going through the hell of trying to record this podcast. Donnie, we were on a flow and things happened.
Yes, we were on a nice floor. I think this was a good OG episode. You know what? I'm naming it OG Whores.
You know, I said we're bringing it back to the original Whores, and with the technical problems we had with this episode, we definitely brought it back. God, you remember those first couple episodes like this?
Yes, these shows were. I thought I'd never see those days again.
Yeah, well, blame Alex and Yield for not showing up this week. And I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, who I love very dearly, who is actually with her grandmas watching the Rockettes right now in Radio City. So my daughter loves the Rockettes. And I want to give a shout out to the goddess.
Y'all shoot rockets in New York?
The Rockettes.
Oh.
You don't know nothing about that, Donnie.
Yeah, I don't think I want to.
And I want to give a shout out to the goddess, who is celebrating her Easter this week. And I want to give out shout out to anybody of Greek heritage who is also celebrating their Easter this week.
Are they allowed to celebrate Easter?
Yes, they are allowed to celebrate Easter. So, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Right, we're going to change Easter to National Zombie Day.
Check. Oh, listeners, before we actually close out the show, see, Donnie and Yield and Alex don't know this, but next week, I'm bringing on a special guest, and it's going to be the confrontation that you guys have been waiting for. Alex is going to get his just desserts. Stay tuned next week.
You done made it to another one. Replay. Go download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just don't forget to rate and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.